Have you ever noticed how Magic School Bus coded the Apothecary Diaries is? Hold on, it's just if you've watched the Apothecary Diaries, which I'm sure if you clicked on this episode, you probably have. Tell me if this clip resonates with you from the Magic School Bus.
I knew I should have stayed home today.
I mean, that's basically Mau Mau to a T, because that's how the show starts. And honestly, I kid you not, one, we're gonna get into some massive spoilers here. This isn't so much a conversation about the show, it's a conversation about Mau Mau as a character. But hello, buddy, welcome to the home for anime. I am your host, GPC, great podcaster Callie. And just to get a few things out of the way, to be fully transparent with you, I have nothing new to add to the Apothecary Diaries discussion. Anything that you've heard on any podcast or video essay, things that people have said about the Apothecary Diaries, they're all right. They are all correct, right? That's not why I'm here. We can all just admit the show is great. OLM and Toho Animation just straight cooked. You can tell that OLM has come a long way from Pokemon. And Kevin Pinkin is a king. He really is. But I don't have anything substantial to add to the conversation about the Apothecary Diaries. I would, however, like to express my fascination with the main character, who honestly is what makes the show great for me. I hear a lot about the time period, the setting, the other characters, the world of the Apothecary Diaries. It honestly does not mean anything to me without Mau Mau. Mau Mau is very much a character who. Well, you know what? I'm gonna play this clip. This clip will tell you everything that you need to know about Mau Mau in a nutshell. I love that clip so much. Mau Mau is one of the most grounded characters in anime that I've seen in a long time. To her, nothing is supernatural. Nothing is out of the realm of reasoning. Everything can be rationalized with Mau Mau. And also, Mau Mau truly just wants to mind her own business. But the show does not let her do that. And you know what? She handles it with such grace. You know that nature versus nurture conversation. Mau Mau grew up in a brothel with three of the most famous ladies to entertain men in the Pleasure District. A very hilarious grandma who wants to get Mau Mau into the family business, and an adoptive father who is actually her uncle, who is an apothecary and a doctor. So, being in that pleasure district and learning all of these things, Mau Mau very much understands the world is not a kind place. She understands the circumstances of her birth. And basically, no matter how much she may try to stay out of the way, things can happen no matter what, which is how she gets kidnapped, which honestly is not the worst thing that could have happened. I mean, obviously, given where she ends up, but it could have been much worse, which she vocalizes. She says, you know, there are people in the streets who have horrible diseases that prey on young women. So I try to make myself look as plain and skinny as possible so that way nobody thinks to do that to me. She actually applies makeup to make herself seem less attractive. That is genius. And it is also unfortunate that that is what she has to live through. But in the nature versus nurture conversation, this environment that she's grown up in is ultimately what influences the mask that she wears everywhere that she goes. She, of course, she loves her sisters. She really loves her adoptive father, but she knows not to get terribly close to anyone other than her adoptive father. And when she gets kidnapped and ultimately starts working in the Rear Palace, she consistently says, "I am of low birth. I know I can be killed at any time if I do something wrong." So the way that Mau Mau solves all of these mysteries and takes care of all of these people that she's tasked with, she does it in a way where, yes, she is taking care of the problem, but she may not do some things or intentionally leave some things out of an equation when she's explaining it to somebody else for the simple fact that she does not want to get further involved, because that could spell more trouble for her personally. Really, her sense of self-preservation is so real. And really, I have no choice but to respect it, because it's the smart way to live. She doesn't necessarily thrive on emotion. She will tell you, if she gets the opportunity and knows that it's safe, "Yes, this does anger me, but being angry and lashing out isn't going to do anything but potentially make me a target." But what makes Mau Mau even cooler is the nature part of her personality, which stems from her birth, which, like I said, her adoptive father is her uncle, so she does have a fascination with medicine. However, her birth father is a master strategist, and because of that, Mau Mau cannot help but get herself involved in mysteries. And when I say that, she still holds that self-preservation, she still holds that mask that only slips ever so often because she is human. But she has this healthy thirst for knowledge that keeps the show going, because she could easily say in some of these cases, especially when she starts working for Jinchi, "No, I'm not going to do that," or "I don't know how to help you here." She could just pretend to go through this case and not find anything, but there's a thrill to it. And nature and nurture clash. Her sense of self-preservation dwindles, at least the part of herself that wants to be safe physically, because she has this insatiable hunger for a challenge, especially when it came to saving Jinchi and figuring out who was behind a huge plot that really only gets solved, and not really, toward the end of the first season. So I think that Mau Mau has a great deal to contribute to that conversation, and that is why I'm so fascinated with her. And really, what makes it all come together so well is that through all of these amazing feats that she has, through all of the knowledge that she has and the knowledge that she stands to gain, The Apothecary Diaries does not fail to remind us that Mau Mau is human. Mau Mau does have flaws like everyone else. Yes, ultimately, she is a short, scrawny girl. And she actually gets, pieced up isn't even the right word, she gets demolished by a guy who has, what was it, a club? A giant stick? I think it was a club. but she still pressed on. But I think when I saw that, it's not so much that I was thinking, this girl is untouchable, but because she was so on top of everything, because she knew how to make everything work, it's kind of like when you're a kid and your parents just almost always have a way to make things work. And you think, well, yeah, they're human, but they're parents. You know, they're a different breed of human. I accidentally made that connection with Mau Mau until that happened. And then I realized this is just a regular person. There are many instances where Mau Mau is humanized. When that mask slips off, in one instance when Jinshi tries to talk to her about her father, we get one of, well, I guess two of the scariest, and I mean most terrifying, frames in all of anime. And this is not a horror anime. This has comedy, this has drama, this has mystery. It is an excellent seinen series. There should be no horror. But when I tell you, my back straightened when I saw that, or when it seems like Mau Mau almost is losing her mind over this one case, she goes absolutely erratic in a way that I did not think would have been possible for her. It pulls you back in, and it lets you know this girl is not invincible. She's human. And really, she's what makes the Apothecary Diaries so great. I know I've already said that, but I cannot stress it enough. Without the Apothecary, the diaries would not be interesting. She is the anchor of her series, and she is involved in such a way where I feel like she brings so much substance to the table. She honestly solos and carries. And because of that, I would have to say Mau Mau is one of the most peak figures in all of anime. Mau Mau is incredible. Absolutely love her. Kind of want to be like her when I grow up. Well, thank you for indulging me as I just gushed about one of my new favorite anime characters of all time. She's definitely, I would say, in the top 10. Just so cool.
So cool.
And yeah, definitely give the Apothecary Diaries a watch. I promise you, Mau Mau makes this show. It honestly is just, I dare call it a masterpiece of a show, mainly because of her. You could also read the manga or the light novels. You really can't go wrong. But with all that being said, if you want to follow me, you can do so on Instagram at AnimeAlphaGoat. If you want to email me recommendations, you can do so at ouranimehome@gmail.com. If you want to support what it is that I'm doing, then please consider subscribing to the Patreon or the Buy Me a Tea. And as always, the Discord server is open to every single one of you. Thank you all so much for listening. Everything can be found on my website, ouranimehome.com. And with that, I am out.